Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Chapter 77. Becoming angry when the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are broken. Qala Allah ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillah. Wa man yu'adhim hurumatillahi fahuwa khayrun lahu 'inda rabbih. Surah Al-Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever honors the sacred things of Allah, it is best for him with his sustainer. Surah Al-Hajj. قال الله تعالى إن تنصر الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم سورة محمد. O believers, if you help Allah, Allah, He will help you and make firm your feet. سورة محمد. عن ابن مسعود ابن عقبة عقبة بن عامر البدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني لأتأخر عن صلاة الصبح من أجل فلان مما يطيل بنا فما رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غضب في موعظة قد أشد مما غضب يومئذ فقال يا أيها الناس إن منكم منفرين فأيكم أما الناس فليوجز فإن من ورائه الكبير والصغير وذا الحاجة متفق عليه. هذا أبو مسعود عقبة بن عامر Al-Badri radiallahu anhu narrates, a man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I lag behind in offering the Fajr Salat with congregation because of a certain person who prolongs the Salat. I never saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam getting so angry when advising us as I saw him on that day. He said, O people, there are among you those who are driving people away. If any of you leads the people in Salat, he shall shorten it because they are behind him. Those who are old, those who are young, and those who have some need to fulfill. Bukhari Muslim. Hadith Mas'ud Uqba ibn Amr al-Badri narrates, a man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I lag behind in offering the Fajr Salat with congregation because of a certain person who prolongs the Salat. I never saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam getting so angry when advising us as I saw him on that day. He said, O people, there are among you those who are driving people away. If any of you leads the people in Salat, he shall shorten it because they are behind him. Those who are old, those who are young, and those who have some need to fulfill. Bukhari Muslim. When Aishita radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qadima Rasulullah sallam min safar, wa kad satartu sahwa li biqaran bi kiramin فيه تماثيل فلما رآه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هتك وتلون وجهه وقال يا عائشة أشد الناس عذابا عند الله يوم القيامة الذين يضاهون بخلق الله متفق عليه. عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم returned from a journey. I had hung a curtain over my porch which had pictures on it. When the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw this curtain, he tore it down and his face changed color. He said, Aisha, those who will be meted out the severest punishment on the day of resurrection will be those who imitate Allah's attribute of creating, you know, they create images of inanimate objects. Bukhari Muslim. Actually, then narrates the Messenger of Allah in return from a journey. I had hung a curtain over my porch which had pictures on it. When the Messenger of Allah saw this curtain, he tore it down and his face changed color. He said, Oh, those who will be meted out the severest punishment on the day of resurrection will be those who imitate Allah's attribute of creating, meaning they create images of inanimate objects. So we see in the first hadith here, Rasulullah became angry, very. In the hadith where the Sahabi, he said to him, he hold his hands and he said, Ya Muaz, I love you for the sake of Allah. He said to Hazrat Muaz, I love you for the sake of Allah. Make sure you make this dua, Allah min ala dhikrika wa shukur. The same Sahabi has a Muaz radiallahu anhu, the Bukhari narration of Fatinun Yamaz, a Fatanun Yamaz, Rasulullah went like this to his chest. Fatinun Ya Fatanun, oh Muaz, you came for. Because why he was reading Isha Salah with long surah, so somebody complained. Here the Sahabi doesn't mention who he complained about, this was Fajr Salah. So what's the Sunnah? This is why the Fuqaha in the books of fiqh, they write what Sunnah, what Imams, just yesterday or the day before somebody was asking me. I said to him, yeah, I've never come across any narration where Rasulullah read certain portion of the Quran. I've only come across where he read a surah. I have no... فَقْرُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ
read of the Quran what is easy, and even the Hanafi fiqh mazhab, whatever is easy. So if a person read Kalla wal Qamar, Wallayli idha adbar, wa subhi idha asfar, three ayats or one long ayat, right? Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarai wad darai wal kadhimina al ghayz wal afina an-nas wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Salat is done, perfectly done. It's no problem. But what's the sunnah? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read? So I said to him, I haven't read any narration where he read portion of the Quran besides the surah. Isha Salat, he read, he says, Samaun Shaqat, this whole surah. He read Watini wa Zaytun. In Fajr Salat, there are different narrations. In Friday, he read Alif Lam Mim Sajda in Surah Dahr, which is a Bukhari Muslim. And Fridays, every Friday, Rasulullah used to read this. And then there's others from. Now the fuqaha, they say you should read in Fajr Salat from Tiwali Mufassal, that is from Surah Hujurat, right down to Wasama'i Dhatil Buruj, all those surahs. Anyone. So you can read the first rakah, longer one and the shorter one. So person, if you read Surah Baqarah, it's over two juz. How will people stand that long? 1 hour. People, even 10, 15, 20 minutes are long. Today the imams, they read 15 minutes, they read like Qirat, like they're on stage or any 15, 20 minutes salat. 15, 20 minutes, the person finishes the whole salat, he's out of the masjid in 15 minutes. In just four rakats of Isha, 15 minutes, that's a lot of time. 7 minutes, 8 minutes, even that's a lot of time. On Thursday nights, I read with Sunnah. So Surah Jummah, Surah Munafiqun, the narration, since I read the narration, then when the Isha is early, I read those surahs, which are, because people don't act upon their knowledge. People have knowledge, but they don't act upon it. Or they don't act upon the sunnah. Sunnah is sunnah. Whatever Rasulullah SAW did, we should do, because that is the perfect way. So Rasulullah SAW, when Hazrat Muaz, he got this complaint, he went like this to him, he said, Muaz, read Wallayli idha yakhsha wash-shamsi wadhuhaha wadhuhaha, those surahs. And so this is where the fuqaha, they say, in Isha Salah, you're supposed to read from Awsati Mufassal. From As-Sama'i Dhati Al-Buruj to Lam Yakuni Alladhina Kafaru. And then in Maghrib Salah is total short ones, which is called Kisari Mufassal, from Lam Yakuni Alladhina right down to Qul A'udhu Birabbin Nas, Alam Tara Al-Ilaf, all those surahs in Maghrib. Yes, in Bukhari there is a narration. Once when I was leading somebody by myself, I asked him, are you fasting? No. So I said to him, we were in the hospital when my father was there. I said, are you fasting? He said, no. So I said, okay, you're not fasting. It was Maghrib Salat. So I said, let me act upon the hadith of Sahih Bukhari. Rasulullah SAW, one of the last surahs that Sahabi says, I heard Rasulullah SAW leading us in Maghrib Salat. In Maghrib Salat. وَرْمُرْ صَلَاتِ عُرْفًا فَالْعَاسِفَاتِ عَصْفًا. So this is a whole surah that the Sahabi said, I heard him. Otherwise, why is Maghrib Salat short? One reason is, according to some imams, Maghrib time is very short. Like the Shawafi, it's only like a little bit of time that you should finish reading your Maghrib Salah. Another thing is, many people are fasting. So if it's a summer fast, and if it was long surah in the summer fast, like when we have Ramadan, you know, Ramadan is going to be when April, when it was in June, July, and a long fast like that, and if it was like the Tiwali Mufassal, Surah Hujurat, Surah Qaf, Al-Quran, Amma Yatasa'aloon, and all these surahs that we read in Fajr Al-Haqqa, and these, the people, like 10, 15 million person will be hungry. So that's why, if you see, so there's hikmah in what the fuqaha wrote too. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that you are causing nafra. You're causing people to run away from the masjid. People run away from reading salat behind the imam. To pray at home. So don't do that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became upset. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back from a journey, and Amijan, she had hung the curtain up. And on the curtain there was Tasweer of, so Tasweer could be, this is like, it's not surah, this is a decoration, right? But Tasweer of animate picture, like an animal or something on it with eyes, you know, a face. So that is prohibited. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took it off and he became very upset. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so handsome and so beautiful. So whenever he became upset, just a little bit of upsetness, the sahabas would see. If he became red and even more angry, the sahabas would see even that. So his face would change expression, because the person is so handsome. So whenever it's just a little bit of anger to us, people can do ihsas and they can understand that. So Amijan said, Rasulullah's face became, and he became upset, and he took it down. And And then he said that the people who do this, trying to imitate Allah, Allah is the creator. And they will be worsely punished on the Day of Judgment. Also, the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا تَدْخُلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ فِيهِ سُورَ وَلَا كَلْبُ. The malaika do not enter that house where there's a tasweer and there's a dog. Huh? So, tasweer of anything should not be exposed. Understand? The people who have, you know, displays of pictures of their son or daughter or their sheikh or whatever on the walls, totally against Islam. There's no. Now, people nowadays were full of tasweer, our tissue box, everything has tasweers. If you buy, okay, royal tissue toilet rolls, there'll be a picture of a cat. Anything. 99% cornflakes you buy, there'll be a picture of a chicken, or whatever. Kellogg's you buy. So now, what it is it's on the fridge or somewhere in the cupboard like this. If the cupboard is closed, alhamdulillah. If it's open, then it is exposed to a certain. So maybe, inshallah, you won't be punished as doing display of tasweer. But what you should do is you want the malaika to come in your house, so you should just cross out the head portion. Not just the eyes. People think just the eyes. Our Shaykh told us the whole face, the whole head. Not just the eyes. People think just the eyes, so they just cross out the eyes. Our Shaykh Hazrat Yusuf, he told us, he goes, the people sometimes just cross out the eyes. No, the whole face, you know, rub it. Khalas. So today, this is one sin that we're all involved, is it tasweer? We take pictures and all of us, and we think of nothing because of this modern technology, all this, the jelly fitness that we don't even know. What's. My father-in-law always used to tell us, Islam, he used to tell us that nowadays you guys make everything halal. Rasulullah and Sahabas were so cautious in that, and today people, pictures and everywhere, and we're all taking pictures at all times without any reasons, right? If, you know, it's not allowed. So Allah Ta'ala protect and Allah Ta'ala save the ummah from these. And Allah enable us to follow in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem. So Allah bring angels of mercy and rahmah in all our gatherings.